Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Callahan Grun talking about the technology that will make U.S. Cattle Trace work in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Callahan Grun is the executive director of U.S. Cattle Trace. They're the group working to bring animal disease trace back to animals under 18 months of age in our marketing system. And Grun says that one of the keys is having the right technology to do it at the speed of commerce.
That's exactly right. So we talk about multiple technologies within RFID technologies, and an ultra high frequency is a little bit newer technology. It'd be akin similar to the sticker you put on the windshield of your car that you can drive faster down the tollways of your the interstate. And so honestly, that ultra high frequency technology gives us the capabilities to not slow down cattle, run them through a single file line. They can move through 1, 10, 1,000, however many you want to run down this alleyway, and it's sitting there just pinging, going up to the cloud at that point, not slowing down our day-to-day flows and still accomplishing disease traceability.
And Callahan Grun says that since U.S. Cattle Trace is a nonprofit, that allows cattle producers to determine who gets to see the data.
Our database is, we are a nonprofit voluntary organization. Our database is completely managed by a producer board of directors, represented by various segments within the livestock industry, cow-calf feed yards and sale barns there. And we want to make sure that that data privacy is really locked away in a format that nobody can get into it. So we're exempt from FOIA right now, which would be a government. If somebody wanted to request data there, they could get into that. And the producer board of directors have determined the who, the when, and the how that data can be accessed. And ultimately, they come through reports that I get to display to animal health officials in the time of an outbreak. But that data is locked away and doesn't come out without the say so of our producer board of directors.
But it can be accessible, say, to that state veterinarian when he says, I've got a disease problem.
Yeah. So you look at different diseases, and our board of directors have determined the risk associated with it. Obviously, the one we talk about a lot with disease outbreaks is foot and mouth disease, which hadn't been in the U.S. since 1929, but would be the utmost highest risk because of the highly contagious morbidity rate of that disease. And that one would be a disease report that could be generated relatively quickly. A state or federal animal health official would reach out to myself, and I would be able to provide them a report that they're looking for within the contact tracing there of those cattle.
So where are we right now with Cattle Trace? Give me a current status.
Yeah, the current status of Cattle Trace, we're in what we're calling the transition phase. So we're transitioning out of the pilot project, going towards a fully operational disease traceability organization. We're looking for partners right now. We're looking for partners at the cow-calf level that are interested in building an animal disease traceability system, feed yards, auction markets there as well. We're looking at building the system, progressing forward, and really looking at some different funding models to keep us viable and sustainable through a long-term aspect outside of the realm of government, other entities there as well.
Trying to keep that as private as you possibly can then.
That's exactly right. When we get into the data privacy and some of those decisions there as well, we want this to be a producer-driven organization. And so keeping that a private nonprofit there, I think, will be really utmost priority for us as we progress forward.
In this part of the real world, obviously, you started with Kansas. You, as you mentioned, Texas. Anybody in Oklahoma participating yet?
There are some participants in Oklahoma right now. Right now, we have some cow-calf producers that are involved, but we also have two auction markets, Cherokee Livestock, and obviously OKC West is one that most of your listeners probably can relate to. And so both of those are very, very good organizations to work with to progress forward. And as we move forward, we'll work and look for our partners in the feed yard sector as well in Oklahoma and other cow-calf producers there as well.
Callahan Grunt, Executive Director of U.S. Cattle Trace. You can learn more about U.S. Cattle Trace by going to their website, uscattletrace.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 24th, to be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,460 head to be sold in this go-round. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.